With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Overseas, the Hamas war continues in the Middle East. Meanwhile, down in the southern portion of the Atlantic Ocean, Thursday was another scramble for Haitians who emerged from homes during a brief respite from gang violence, only to face more gunfire hours later.
As gunfire erupted in Haiti's capital, female street vendors fled the area as bullets whizzed near buildings, including the General Hospital, the National Palace, and the main penitentiary, in yet another attack on the Haitian capital. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the violence and has called for swift deployment of a UN-backed police force from Kenya, which has been delayed. Several foreign nationals were evacuated by helicopter. The U.S. State Department says that it has evacuated more than 160 U.S. citizens since Sunday, but they cannot guarantee that they can evacuate everyone due to the situation on the ground. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukraine President Zelensky delivered an address to the European Summit on Friday, urging EU leaders to provide Ukraine with more weapons, namely ammunition and air defense systems. Zelensky said Ukraine doesn't have enough air defense systems to protect the country's entire territory from Russian attacks. He spoke by video from Kyiv to the EU leaders in Brussels, said Europe should stand united against Russia.
If there is enough support for Ukraine, it will show Putin's buddies that there will be enough support, even if this insane person orders the expansion of aggression to other European countries.
This is SRN News. As Christian films and even faith-based television series like The Chosen have grown in popularity, they've attracted actors and crews who are not necessarily rooted in the faith community. Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post's CrossMap platform, spoke with Tom Tradup of SRN News in Los Angeles.
A lot of the people who we talked with who were actors or actresses on The Chosen were not hesitant to say they were not believers.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, that was an interesting thing to experience at The Chosen premiere. I guess I knew there were some people in the cast that weren't believers, but like you said, they're very respectful of the material. And my hope and my prayer is that just being around that material on a consistent basis would rub off on them.
Chris Carpenter adds that while there were some exceptions, the lion's share of mainstream actors performing in Christian films this year are people of faith. This is SRN News. It was a pretty big traffic jam at motor vehicle offices around the country. Thousands of drivers hit a snag.
A nationwide technology problem briefly interrupted services at state offices that handle driver's licenses. The outage lasted from about 9:50 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators said it was due to a loss in cloud connectivity. Illinois and Virginia made announcements on social media to say services had been interrupted. The cause of the outage is being investigated. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Wall Street Journal reporting major U.S. airline chiefs are requesting a meeting with Boeing's directors. Spell out their plan for fixing quality problems at the aircraft maker that came under watchful eye of U.S. regulators after a January 5th panel blowout incident on a 737 MAX. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.